earned a share of cheers, saving the universe with flair and time left to have some beers. While his enemies were dying and their tears were drying, he'd take a victory lap around the belt of Orion. But there was one enemy he'd never defeat, a race of pure evil full of lies and deceit. So cold and cunning, they plotted schemes over tea. They were the executive directors at the BBC. They slashed the show's budget more and more every year, until we thought that all the funding would completely disappear. They had to make do and try to stretch their funds the farthest. Sometimes they couldn't even afford to leave the TARDIS. The doctor looked fierce, but it was mostly symbolic, facing off against a cardboard cutout of a Dalek. The sonic screwdriver was a toy from the yard, and it made a squeaky noise if you grabbed it too hard. They did one take, and if they made a mistake, they let it go and made it work for the budget's sake. There was no way they could do two, let alone three, cause you know how expensive videotape can be. The production was marred, and building sets is hard, so they filmed on location in their neighbor's backyard. Although it didn't all come out quite about the way it should, as long as Perry's popping out of her top, it's all good. Attempt to try to foil it, using props from the Daleks to unclog the toilets. The Centaurans had Kick Me tattooed on their behinds, and the Cybermen's heads made effective beer steins. They made it really hard and kept lowering the bar, and using cutting-edge graphics that rivaled the Atari. And they had the film quick, like before the check clears. It's like the show was put on trial after 22 years. But the Doctor persevered, fighting evil every day, facing off against creatures made of papier-mâché. And his foes lined up as one tried to complete the rise of the Rani, the Gallifreyan treat. The crew worked hard to make the show every week, but they were up against a Valiard and their chances were bleak. From car parts to kids' toys, there's no telling what they'll use. I've seen adult films with better production values.
Doctor in distress.
A lot of adult films.
Doctor in distress.
Like, a lot. The Doctor's outfit was sillier than before, cobbled together from rags from a Goodwill store. He looked a bit like a killer clown from outer space, with his hair all...
What's going on?
That's it. We're done. The show's been cancelled.
Cancelled? What do you mean cancelled? We're just getting to the good part.
No. It's all done.
But,
hey, can someone break this TARDIS console down? I'm building an executive lounge in my basement, and...
You can't do that!
I think some of those flashing lights can look pretty good next to the optics.
No, you can't do that. I'm the Lord President of Gallifrey.
Well, I am the head of the BBC, and I outrank you.
Oh, come on. That's not fair.
No, that's great. Yeah, I like that piece there.
No, you don't take the little round things. I eat off of those. No, what am I supposed to eat
just
off
wrap it
now?
In bubble
come on.
Wrap and then I'll ship it out.
Hey, the sonic screwdriver's mine. I paid for it myself. I bought it at a convention.
No, I'll deliver it myself.
No, put that
it's
back.
Okay.
Come on. Where are you going
nothing
with
else
that?
In the back seat today.
Oh, come on. Guys.
Ooh, and the blinky one. I want the blinky one. That'll look nice.